Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of True North here live on CFUV Radio 101.9 FM in Victoria, BC. Stream us online at cfuv.uvic.ca. My name is Johnny. I'll be your host for the next hour as we explore the strange and experimental sounds of the Canadian experimental rock and pop music scene. The show can be heard across the country on some fantastic campus and community stations near you, such as CHUO in Ottawa, CFMH in St. John, The Voice of Bombay, The Scope at Ryerson, CJMP in Powell River, CFUZ in Peach City, as well as CILU in Thunder Bay, and CKDU in Halifax. Hello everyone, welcome to the program. Got some good stuff for you today. Some longer, drony, ambient stuff, a little bit of noisier songs, a touch of pop, the usual mix of the strange True North sounds. So stay tuned. We're going to start with something from Fresh Snow, their album 1, the track BMX-based Tactics. The reason I wanted to share this is because I've had a sneak preview of their forthcoming record. Can't play it for you yet, but I am very excited and I'll play it as soon as we can. And in the meantime, let's start with Fresh Snow with what they have shared so far.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Neighbors Play the Worst Music. That's the name of that track by Montreal, formerly Victoria band Babysitter. That's going to be on their forthcoming self-titled album that will be released by Psychic Handshake Recordings. Kind of like that tune, because if you did play that in your backyard, your neighbors would definitely say that you play the worst music. There's a good chance my neighbors say that about me, but you know, try and be at least a little bit respectful, not play it too loud, but you gotta pump out the noise every once in a while. At the top of the program today, we heard a song from Fresh Snow from their debut release, One. The song was BMX-based Tactics. That group is from Toronto, Ontario, and they're going to have a new record coming out on Hand-Drawn Dracula Records very soon, so keep your eyes and ears peeled for that one. Next up is something from Victoria group Floridas. They are an electronic pop group, a little bit experimental, and their new record is Background Themes. They've performed at the CFUV Studios before, a really great band, and this track I've got queued up is called No Metropole. For our listeners here in Victoria, you'll know that's a reference to Metropole, who puts up posters for concerts and events around town. So I've got to assume that No Metropole is sort of a reference to doing a concert without spending the money to hire Metropole to distro your posters. Probably not something that many other cities have to deal with, a monopoly on posters. I've been told that it's a bit better than it used to be when people just ripped each other's posters down, but I guess for some bands that can't always afford the poster runs, it's a bit of a pain in the butt as well. So that's Floridas coming up next with No Metropole here on True North.
Bring you wedding vest, I'll bring my
That was Tassiomancy from Palm Wine Revisited, their new cassette, the track The Grass Harp. Before that was Margaret from Minor Sleep Deprivation, the EP, the track Laying Around the House. And we started with Victoria's Floridas from Background Themes. The song was No Metropole. You're listening to True North. My name's Johnny. I'm with you for about another 30 minutes, showcasing a small sample of new music from the Canadian rock pop experimental scene. Next, we're going to hear something from Andy Boy, formerly of Tonstart's Bandit. I don't think Tonstart's Bandit is active anymore. Andy Boy and his brother Eola, their stage names at least, doing mostly solo stuff. This tape that I've got for you, I picked up on my summer travels. It's called Music from R.I.P. Ifton A.O.D. Sully. And it's put out by Telephone Explosions imprint Atraxia. This is the track Sully, R.I.P. Some more of that ambient droney stuff coming your way on True North. from Brampton, Ontario. That was Hexagen Regenerations 1 to 5, the name of that album. You can find it on hexagen.bandcamp.com. We listened to Regen 2, Absorbing White Acid, some drone metal from Ontario. A little bit of a drone zone there, because we started off with Andy Boy from the music from R.I.P. Eifton A.O.D. Sully cassette put out by Ataraxia, the Telephone Explosion imprint. That's a bit of an older release, recorded in December of 2011 by Andy White at his home in Montreal. Although Andy's from New York, he's been kicking in Montreal for some time. And the track we heard from that was the third and final track, Sully, R.I.P. I believe this whole thing is a live-to-tape improvisation session. You can kind of hear that in the recording style. Next up on True North, Wider Smile. This group's from Montreal as well. Their album is A Wider Smile Is Expensive. This came out in March of 2015. And this track's called Positivity Number 4. That's Wider Smile from their album A Wider Smile Is Expensive, Positivity Number 4, Montreal Group. That's going to just about do it for this week's installment of True North. Thank you to everyone who has tuned in live here on CFUV Radio in Victoria, 101.9 FM, and on our fantastic syndicate stations across the country, including CHUO in Ottawa, CFMH in St. John, Voice of Bond Bay Radio, The Scope at Ryerson, CFUZ in Penticton, CJMP in Powell River, CILU in Thunder Bay, and CKDU out in Halifax. You can check out past episodes of this program at truenorthfm.tumblr.com. Listen to them, download them, do what you want, check out the track lists. We're going to hear one more song on the show. This is by Almonds Cohen from their brand new record, Ceiling Once Limited. The track is Under the Net. This record is kind of nostalgic for me. It was recorded between 2011 and 2015, but prior to that, Almonds Cohen was a big part of the Victoria music scene, part of a record label called Old Life Records that a lot of my friends played in, or the bands they played in had their records put out by, and I was friends with everyone involved, this whole community. So I'm very excited to see that Brock, the gentleman behind this project, finally got this record done, and is a nice flashback to a popular time in the Victoria music scene. So let's check out some Almonds Cohen. Stay tuned, lots more great campus community radio coming up. Don't touch that dial.